All right. Hey, House Ag will come to order, please. Will the secretary please take roll?
Maybe if I can reach it.
Thank you, Chair Kazmaier. Vice Chair Malone?
Here.
Vice Chair Fern?
Here.
Representative Dooling?
Here.
Representative Anderson?
Here.
Representative Weatherwax?
Where is
excused.
Representative Sullivan?
Excused.
Representative Romano?
Excused.
Representative Green?
Excused.
Representative Walsh?
Here.
Representative Brockman?
Here.
Representative Frank Smith?
Here.
Representative Carter?
Here.
Representative Barker?
Here.
Representative Casey Knutson?
Here.
Representative Mitchell?
Excuse.
Representative Bergstrom?
Here.
Representative Kmetz?
Here.
Representative Worth?
I am here.
Chair Kazmaier?
Here. All right, we have a quorum. So I think we're just going to do EAM one bill, House Bill 834. We'll probably need to caucus for like, what, 5 minutes?
At most.
At most, okay. Well, caucus, please. Out there. All right. We'll do it as quick as we can, come back and get out of here. So with that, House Ag is at standard recess.
Before we go, do you want to explain the amendment?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Start.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. HB 834 was introduced by Representative Gillette. It's to exempt ag land from open space bond levies. There is an amendment. You should have that in front of you. It's been passed out. So just by comparison, the original bill exempted agricultural property from open space bonds. If you see in the original, we had Section 772201 of Montana Code annotated. That lists off the purposes for which a general obligation bond may be issued by a county. And the original bill stated that agricultural property would be exempt from open space bonds. However, it appears that this is already exempted under current law. If you wanted to look at that, that's under Section 76-5-109, subsection 3. So this issue apparently came up, was the precipice for this amendment. So rather than open space taxes being levied against agricultural property, that was what this amendment sought to do, replace bonds with the tax levies. So we took out all the previous MCA sections that were in the original bill that were related to bonds. It's now inserted code sections related to taxation. So the current amendment inserts sections 7-6-2527 MCA. That lists the purposes for which a local government can impose a property tax. At the bottom, you'll see it inserts a subsection 2, exempting agricultural property. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Is there any questions on the amendment?
One question. So from what I hear, I'm assuming if a community chooses to do an open space, it's a levy, not a bond, technically?
That is correct, Vice Chair.
You're not purchasing anything.
Yeah, no. Open space bonds are already exempt from ag.
Okay.
For ag, and this is directly to local mill levies that are voted on.
Okay.
So. Mr. Chair, a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Andrea, on page 321, it says, why did we delete that?
Because we had to get rid of the bonds.
It's everything. Yeah, it's everything that related to bonds was stricken out, and instead, the first section there, it's just relating to taxation. And so you'll see there at the bottom of that gray box, they've inserted language that says that agricultural property is being exempted from open space property tax levy. So we're no longer referring to it as bonds. It's now tax levies.
Any other questions, Vice Chair Fern?
So is that the only special exemption that ag land has in respect to general levies or levies? That's it.
It's going to be this.
I mean, they're in other words, they're paying for every other, let's say it's county.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just going to apply to the...
It's a carve-out just...
For open space for open levies. Space.
Okay.
Yep. Representative Knutson.
Mr. Chair, and I don't know if Andrea can answer this or not. Forest land, and of course, I'm Eastern Montana, so this is pretty foreign to me. Forest land, how is that classified? Is that separate? Is that agricultural? How is that classified, Montana tax code?
Forest.
Same classification?
Separate.
I was going to see. I've seen separate classifications.
Okay.
I was going to pull up, if you'd like me to, there's a reference there of how agricultural land is defined there in the section. I'd be happy to pull that up and read that to you if you'd like, Representative. Okay.
If it's all right with the chair.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there in subsection 2, we're defining agricultural property under section 15.6.133. I'll go ahead and pull that up. So this is listed as a Class 3 property. Class 3 property includes agricultural land. Then it gives another reference to another subsection, which I'd be happy to pull up and read to you as well. Then we have subsection B, non-productive patented mining claims outside the limits of an incorporated city or town held by an owner for the ultimate purposes of developing the mineral interests on the property.
I think it's class 10. I think you're right.
Let me see here.
Representative Worthview.
I can add some clarification to this. When we paid our taxes last November, I had my tax bill and I was studying it through, and I could not find on my taxes where we were paying the open space bond in Lewis and Clark County. So I took that to our open space bond meetings and compared it to another fellow's tax bill that he was holding, and it was clearly right there, but it was not printed on mine. Now that I see this bill, which I clearly didn't understand then, that I was not being charged that, as by already in the law, whereas my friend in town, it was on his taxes. Does that help?
Yeah, go ahead, Vice Chair Fern.
Rep Worth, so in your statement, an anecdote you just shared, did that include the taxes on your dwelling? And what you're saying is that your dwelling didn't?
No.
Just the land. I think that's what you said.
Well, all our ag lands.
Right, okay. Right.
But it's all on, my dwelling is on all those ag lands. So the line was not there.
Okay.
But my point just skipped my brain.
That's
And yes, Representative Fern, to Mr. Chair, you are correct. It is Class 10 for forest land. I've pulled that up and verified that, and they are defined under different code sections, forest land versus agricultural. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions on this confusing bill?
Mr. Chair, I have another question.
Vice Chair Malone.
Mr. Chair, does the open space bond election, the original election, did they include all of Gallatin County?
I don't know if we can answer that.
I bet it did.
If it was Vice Chair Maloney, I imagine if it's a countywide levy, it probably did all of it. They're not going to carve out certain sections of the county. It's a county levy. We will. It's going to be a city and county property. Yep. So any other questions? All right, let's meet for 3 minutes and be back.
Out of these.
unless you can get it out. I think we got it, buddy.
Let somebody try to clean it on the floor. Huh?
We don't have to do boxes if we're.
I'll bring you my tax bill, but I don't want you to.
All right, House Ag will come back to order. All right. We'll open EA on House Bill 834. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, House Bill 834, an act entitled an act exempting agri-property from open space property tax levies.
To pass? That's an amendment.
Oh, excuse me. Bonds.
Okay. All right. You get what put an amendment on it? Is there a discussion?
Mr. Chair, did you, or Mr. Vice Chair, did you just motion the bill?
Yeah, do pass okay. HB.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I make a substitute motion to table the bill.
All right. I think, do we want to do a voice vote? All in favor say aye. All opposed? Proxies?
Representative Romano votes aye. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative Romano can speak for herself. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative Carter votes aye.
Representative Mitchell votes aye.
Aye.
Oh.
Abel.
Representative Weatherwax votes aye as well.
I think everybody else is here, right? Oh, Representative Green is here.
I don't know if Representative Romano, were you here when we took a...
I did, and I said aye, and I sat down. I heard you
make
your motion.
Thank you.
All right,
Green.
Yeah, we got Mitchell.
Green.
Okay, sorry. All right, that closes the executive action on House Bill 834. All right. Well, we'll meet next Tuesday, do some EA on... Senate bills. Are we meeting that day? Thursday? No.
Thursday.
Oh, yeah. I keep thinking today is Thursday. Yeah. Thursday, we'll do Senator Lang's bills. So we'll have a couple Senate bills. So with that, House Ag is adjourned for the day.
I thought it was Thursday. Sorry, guys.
Got my hopes up there.
That bill's got me all.
Yeah.